Okay, for approach on a bouquet, we're on verse 47. No, he had to go to a conference on real estate workshop. Everybody with us on 47? Shritya nivaritam nunam. Shritya nivaritam nunam. Nanatvam swamukhenahi. Nanatvam swamukhenahi. Katam bhaso bhavetanyaha. Katam bhaso bhavetanyaha. Stite chadvaya karane. Stite chadvaya karane. Shritya nivaritam nunam nanatvam swa mukhena hi katam vasaha bhavet anyaha stitaha stite cha advaya karane. Shrutya, by the Shruti, instrumental, Shrutya, by the Shruti, Nivaritam. Nivaritam is a causal from Nivrit, and it means from Nivrit, the causal would be like to ward off or to avert or to negate. So you could say that which is negated, Nivaritam, past passive participle, by the Shruti. It is negated by the Shruti, Nunam. Definitely, indeed, certainly, indeclinable, nunam. What is negated? Nanatvam. Nana means manifold or diverse. Nanatvam, so it's a word for duality. So nanatvam, that state of diversity or of duality or manifold nature, the diverse nature. So that nanatvam. Nunam, certainly, Nivaritam is negated by the Shruti. Swamukhena, by her own mouth, by her own words. So Swamukhena, Swa reflects of one's own or her own, whose own, the Shruti, because the Shruti is the subject, the karta here, okay? So by her own words, certainly, as is definitely, the nanatvam is negated by the Shruti through her own words. He means prasiddhi. Prasiddhi means as is well known. Everyone knows this, that the Shruti negates nanatvam. Okay? Katam basaha. Basaha in the basha is pratibasa. Pratibasa means the reflection or the appearance of something. So how can this basa, this appearance of this creation that we're experiencing, how basaha bhavet anyaha. Basaha anyaha, in apposition. Bhavet is the potential. How can it be? How can this appearance be anyaha, other? So, you know, because we had in the previous verse, vyapya vyapaka, the pervader and the pervaded. Brahman is the pervader, the creation is the pervaded. How can this creation, which is basaha, be something other in order for vyapaka, for Brahman to pervade it? Right? That's not possible. Why? Why isn't it possible? Because by the Shruti herself, nanatvam, duality, is negated in her own words, as everybody knows. That being so, how can this basa, this appearance, be anyaha, something different? Stite cha advaya karane. Cha you can just take as, you don't really need to translate, it means and, but sometimes it's just a filler. This is like an absolute locative. When the advaya karana, karana means cause. So the cause is advaya, non-dual. When the non-dual cause, stite, is established, sta means to stand, to stay, it is the root of nishta. So we can say, when or if the non-dual cause, advaya karana, is established, right? If that is there, accept it. Because from the mouth, it's from the mouth of the Shruti. So if we accept what the Shruti says, that the karana, the cause, is non-dual, then how can this basaha, pratibasa, how can this man, this appearance here, be something other? Anya. Everybody see? Vivek potential, third person singular. Katam basaha anyaha in apposition. So let's chant it. Shritya nivaritam nunam. Shritya nivaritam nunam. Nanatvam swamukhenahi. Nanatvam swamukhenahi. Katam baso pavedanyaha. Katam baso pavedanyaha. Stite chadvaya karane. Stite chadvaya karane. Dosho pi vihita shrutya. Dosho pi vihita shrutya. Mrityor mrityum sagacchati. Mrityor mrityum sagacchati. Iha pasyati nanatvam. Iha pasyati nanatvam. Mayaya vanchito naraha. Mayaya vanchito naraha. Doshaha api vihitaha shritya mrityoho mrityum sagacchati iha pasyati nanatvam mayaya vanchitaha naraha. Dosha api. Dosha is another vocabulary list word we have to put on. Dosha means like a defect. Dosha is a defect, or be sullied in some way. But your defect is a good translation of it. So, api can just mean and here as a conjunction, connecting the previous verse, and the dosha vihitaha means it is said, but it's in the sense of prescribed. By the Shruti. These are statements in the Shruti, statements of reality, statements of truth. So we can say they're prescribed by the Shruti. This dosha is something that is put forward, prescribed, ordained, declared by the Shruti, Shrutya, instrumental singular. Like what, how, in what way is this dosha talked about by the Shruti? Mrityoho mrityum sagacchati. He goes. Mrityoho, from death, from mrityu. Mrityoho is ablative or genitive singular. Here it's ablative. Mrityoho, from death. Mrityum, accusative singular, to death. Saha gachati. He goes from death to death. Who does? Saha gachati. He goes. Mrityoho, from death. Mrityum, to death. Who does? Iha, here, indeclinable, here. Pashyati, he sees here. Pashyati sees. Iha, pashyati, he sees here. Nanatvam, diversity, duality. Mayaya, instrumental singular. Now we've got this one. Maya, feminine. Instrumental singular, mayaya, by maya. Vanchitaha, deluded or deceived, tricked. Vanchitaha, past present participle. Nataha, the person, the man. Literally, because masculine, but the person. Deceived, tricked by maya, sees duality here. He goes from death to death. Now, just to make clear, what they're doing, these are little segments of quotes from different Upanishads. Mm-hmm. So, right, so when he says, the first part just says, the Shruti has declared this, right? The Shruti itself has declared this defect. And then what he does is he takes little tidbits from different verses that are famous verses. He goes from death to death, the one who sees duality. And then The one who sees duality here and then deceived by Maya, these are all from the Shruti. So if you are familiar with the Shruti, you would recognize. Then you would say, oh yes, that's right. The Shruti does talk about this in a negative way, right? As a defect, because the person who sees duality, deluded by Maya, tricked by Maya, goes from death to death and goes through all kinds of suffering. Do you see how it goes? Because otherwise you're looking for yaha and saha, he who does this, he who sees duality, that person suffers or goes from death to death. But instead, in this structure, he's just assuming that you're familiar with these Shruti statements, which he's kind of putting together. Do you see it?
Yes. You said mrityoho is ablative singular?
Mrityoho, from mrityu. Guroho,
okay.
Right? In ablative or genitive.
Okay.
But here it's from death to death. Okay? Mrityoho. From mrityu. From death to death. Everybody see it? Any other grammatical problems?
This must be Kata intention, right?
Which one?
This one we just did. It goes from death to death.
Actually, I think in this case, they took it from the Brihadaranyaka. I saw that somewhere. But that mrityoho mrityum is not just in one Upanishad.
Right.
It's so famous. It comes, you know. Yeah. Let's chant this one. Dosho pi vihita shritya. Dosho pi vihita shritya. Mrityor mrityum sagacchati. Mrityor mrityum sagacchati. Iha pashyati na natvam. Iha pashyati na natvam. Mayaya vanchito naraha. Mayaya vanchito naraha. Next verse. Brahmana sarva bhutani. Brahmana sarva bhutani. Jayante paramatmanaha. Jayante paramatmanaha. Tasmat etani brahmaiva. Tasmat etani brahmaiva. Bhavanti javadharayet. Bhavanti javadharayet. Brahmanaha sarva bhutani jayante paramatmanaha. Tasmat etani brahma eva. Bhavanti iti avadharayet. Brahmanaha, fifth case, ablative, from Brahman, Brahmanaha, from Brahman. Sarva bhutani, all beings. Bhuta neuter, so sarva bhutani, nominative plural. From Brahman, sarva bhutani, compound, all beings. Jayante, are born. From Janja, to be born. Fourth Atmanepada, Jayante. So from Brahman, all beings, Jayante, are born. Paramatmanaha, compound, fifth case again. From Brahman, who is the Paramatma? From Brahman, who is the Supreme Self?
Mm-hmm.
Supreme Self means that which is Deshakalavastu Aparichedaha. Another book, going to be on the vocabulary list. When we say param, one good way of defining param, because you say supreme, what does supreme mean? So often we can define it as desha, kala, vastu, aparichedaha. That which is aparichedaha, not limited, not confined or delimited by desha, space, kala, time, vastu, object, objectivity. So desha, space, kala, time, vastu, an object, not the vastu that resolved in Brahman. Not the big vastu, not the little vastu. Desha, kala, vastu, aparichedaha, not limited by time, space, or quality or object. Okay? That is what we mean by param, that which is absolutely free, limitless. Okay? So, here, Paramatmana has in fifth case as an apposition or adjectival to Brahman, which is Paramatma. Right? From that Brahman, who is the Paramatma, all beings are born. Tasmat. Therefore, etani, these, Brahma eva bhavanti. These are Brahman alone. Right? Therefore, tasmat, etani, these, sarvabhutani etani, these beings, Brahma eva bhavanti, are Brahman alone. All of these beings are born from Brahman, who is the Paramatma. Therefore, these beings, these, are Brahman alone. Bhavanti means is, right? Brahma eva nominative, Brahma nominative, etani nominative. So these are Brahma. There's another plural, singular. These are, we don't say these are Brahmas. These are Brahman. Brahman.
All these
are Brahman.
Right.
Yeah. Iti avadhariyate. Avadhariyate is going to be another vocabulary word from avadhra. It's a tenth Upayapada, avadharya, avadhariyate in the potential. It means to ascertain, but to, in the sense of to determine something accurately as it is, to clearly understand something correctly. Is avadhariyate. To ascertain, to understand something, but has that idea of determining it properly or accurately, is from avadhra. So one should know, one should clearly know this, should ascertain this, should come to recognize this clearly, understand this clearly. That all beings are born from Brahman, who is the Paramatma, and therefore these are Brahman alone.
Is this an imperative? It's like, thus one should clearly...
It's potential. Mm-hmm. Potential can have the sense of a prayer, let one know, may one know, or it can also be one should know, one must know, mm-hmm. but it can also be like a statement of fact,
mm-hmm.
you know? And in which case you're not going to say one should know or one must know,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could say, you could say, one should ascertain or one must know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do one more. Is this one okay, Kevin? Let's chant it and then we'll check the next one too.
Brahmana sarva bhutani. Brahmana sarva bhutani. Jayante paramatmanaha. Jayante paramatmanah tasmat etani brahmaiva tasmat etani brahmaiva bhavanti cha vadharayet bhavanti cha vadharayet brahmaiva sarvanamani
brahmaiva
sarvanamani Rupani vividhani cha, Rupani vividhani cha, Karmanyapi samagrani, Karmanyapi samagrani, Vibharatiti shrutir jagau, Vibharatiti shrutir jagau.
People run out of things.
I didn't have 6.
Yeah,
let me just like that. Well, I actually put it on the site.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check. Let's turn it again.
Brahmai Vasarvanamani. Brahmai Vasarvanamani. Rupani vividhani cha, Rupani vividhani cha, Karmanyapi samagrani, Karmanyapi samagrani, Vibharatiti shrutir jagau, Vibharatiti shrutir jagau, Brahma eva sarvanamani, Rupani vividhani cha. Karmani api samagrani viparati iti shrutir jagau. Shrutihi jagau. Viparati iti Shruti Jagal. Brahma Eva Sarvanamani. Brahma alone, nominative singular, neuter nominative singular, Eva indeed. Sarvanamani, nominative plural. All names, nama is names. So Brahman is all names. Well, not is, we're going to have to get to the verb. So just say Brahman, all names. Rupani, vividani cha, and forms all vivida means the many and varied. Many and of all different of kinds, many and varied forms. Going with Rupani, so Brahma is all names and all of the diverse, many and varied forms, vivida. Okay. Adjectival to Rupani. Karmani cha, karmani api, and karma can just mean also or and. Karmas, karmani, samagrani. Samagra means all, whole, entire. It's like sarva. And all karmas. I said these were nominatives and they're accusatives, all of them. Except for Brahman, sorry. I was doing it with asti and it isn't. It's got a verb. Dibharati. I'll go back and make that clear for you if you don't understand. Dibharati. Brahman, Brahma eva dibharati. Dibharati comes from bra, means to support, like the adhishtana, to hold, to support. So Brahman alone supports, we use supports, but understand support as adhishtana. It is the support, it's the substratum, it's the basis. So it's the adhishtana in terms of sat and chit, right? But literally all it says is Brahman alone, Vibharati, supports all names and the diversity of forms and all karmas also. So all of those except for Brahman are the accusative nominative plural, and the verb is Vibharati. So Brahma eva Vibharati. Iti Shrutihi Jagau. Jagau comes from ga, to sing. Jagau is a, must be some aorist. The Shruti declares or praises. The Shruti says this. We might not use those words. The Shruti sings this. The chant says this. It's like a praise.
Jagal. Can it be sing?
Yeah. Comes God to sing or to praise. Okay. So, what is the Shruti states that says that with that sense of praise? Says that everything is, that Brahman supports all nama rupas and all karmas also. All names and forms and all karmas also. Do you see it?
What form is Jagal?
Yeah, I think it's an aorist. And it's reduplicated.
So it
I believe
so
it's an aorist form. Yeah,
yes,
reduplicate of aorist. You haven't learned it.
I didn't think aorist was used all that much.
There's only a few forms. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. There's a few forms that come all the time. But otherwise, you'll see error. If you're reading the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, it's errors to everything.
Really?
Yeah. But not that much in the Upanishads. Yeah. Everybody see it? Brahmaya vasarvanamani. Brahmaya vasarvanamani. Rupani vivipani cha. Rupani vivipani cha. Karmanyapi samatrani. Karmanya pisamagrani, vibharati ti shrutir jagau, vibharati ti shrutir jagau. Okay?